With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. Members of the Montezuma County Planning and Zoning Commission say they support the proposed paths to Mesa Verde Trail, so long as it doesn't harm the county. At a work session Thursday, P&Z and an audience of about 25 heard a presentation by Cocopelli Bike and Board co-owner Scott Darling on the economic, health, and community benefits of biking and pedestrian trails. Darling said, "People like to live where there is stuff to do." A month earlier, P&Z had voiced grave concerns about the trail's costs versus economic return, the implications of working with federal agencies, and possible adverse effects on private landowners. On Thursday, though they echoed many of the same concerns, they said they are all for the 17-mile path with some caveats. Michael Gaddy said he would love to have the trail if it breaks even. Raymond Boyd likewise said it would be a fantastic asset if it is self-sufficient, and Mike Rosso said he is on board if the trail doesn't cost a fortune to maintain. County Community Services Coordinator James Dietrich said the county will move forward with a feasibility study that, among other things, will identify the most viable route and see what type of trail people want. Dietrich said input will be sought through the county website and during a robust schedule of public meetings. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.